Yeah, on Saturday, which is the 6th of this month, around 5:30 a.m., the police had a report that there is a fire in a village called Kukuzia, Lamboya, in the Zebla district. So the police got there and found out that there was a charred body of two people, a woman and then a child. So the investigation conducted was that the woman's name is Anachi Ayambogot, and the son is Kofi Ayambogot, which is 6 years, and the woman is 45 years old. So we decided to further investigate the cause of the fire. So what happened is that the woman is living with an old man in the house, whom the woman is taking care of. So that morning, around 5 o'clock, he swept the compound and then gathered the rubbish around an uncompleted mud house where there is a lot of millet stock. The millet stock has been deposited to feed animals. So he set the fire to the rubbish she has collected, and he and the son were warming their bodies around the fire. But how, what happened before the fire got to the millet stock and bent them down is still an investigation. But what we learned was that the woman has a mental problem. So the police are suspecting that maybe within the process she had an attack, a mental attack, and then fell into the fire and lured to it and they got bent. But as of now, the police have called in the pathologist. The pathologist has gone to the scene of the fire. The postmortem has been done on the spot and body has been released to the family, which burial has already taken place. But we are still investigating to see whether it is a foul play or not. But as of now, we have not got any information as to foul play.
Were there no houses around?
No, the nature of the buildings, they are so scattered. They're scattered buildings. It's a farming community. Buildings are not very close by. They are not very close to one another. But there are other buildings around. There is about 50 meters different.
Okay. So in the peak of this Harmattan season, what advice do you have for the general public?
Yeah, they must not be lighting fires in residential areas, especially where there are thatched buildings and the farms are in buildings. You know, if the farms are in between and the fire is lighted, within now the Harmattan is so severe, everything is dry and it's very windy. The wind could carry the fire to any of the buildings and it will cause fire. So we advise that people should stop setting fire from now till the rainy season.